Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Olin, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, guys. Good morning. Sitting here in first place, feeling pretty good about it.
And you called it. I was telling David this morning. It's pretty extraordinary. You've done that now. I don't know if you're just joking or if you really are seeing it, but it's happening, and it's happening in all these different ways. You know, whether it's a touchdown pass, whether it's a touchdown run, whether you're blocking a field goal or kicking a field goal. The Bears, Caleb Williams is the first quarterback. I know he didn't do much about it yesterday, but he's the first quarterback in team history with five come-from-behind wins, five game-winning drives in the end of the game. No one has done that before, and he's got six in his career. It's pretty extraordinary that they are stacking wins in a fashion like this with one score wins.
Yeah, extraordinary. And the fact that in those one score wins, I think they're plus 12, which is crazy, right? It's a crazy number to have that turnover differential and still be in a one score game. But as far as Caleb goes, he has the ability to make plays at the end of games. He's got the arm. And I know you're talking about yesterday, most of it was Duvernay's return and the O-line in the run game, getting in a position to kick the game-winning field goal. But the Bears are finding ways to win. I heard you guys talking about Ben Johnson and the way he runs that operation, the way they believe that they're going to win every football game. And when you're on the sideline for a team like that, it's like no matter what happens, you just keep telling each other, we're going to find a way to win this game. You almost smile in moments like that, like here we are again. But guess what? Somebody on this play team is going to make a play. And that's what the Chicago Bears are doing right now. And you have to give them credit. And some of it is like, if you're from the outside looking in, if you're studying all the numbers, if you're studying all the stats, if you're watching the games, if you're looking at the teams that they have beat, of course, you're going to question what they're doing. And you say, oh, man, they're what are they, plus 12 in those games in turnover differential? Why are they only winning by one score? That you heard the Bears talk about yesterday, that killer instinct, finding ways to put games away, not being in these late games, not giving up leads, right? Not giving up leads to the Giants, not giving up leads to the Vikings, just finding a way to have a nice, comfortable win. But right now, guys, you got to give them credit for winning games, the games that they lost last year. And a lot of that is the fact that guys are making plays and they're good in situational football and the coaches are putting them in positions to win these football games.
And I think when things get tough, you find out what the coaches believe the strengths of teams are. Yesterday, Bears fall behind. They protected it 16-10. They're one score in the fourth quarter, and the Lions or the Vikings had come close. And the Bears responded by running 6 out of 7 running plays, Olin. And then when they get to the point where right before the game-winning field goal, they run 3 straight runs. To me, that says Ben Johnson believes the strength of this team is the offensive line because that's what he trusted the most when the game got tight. Did you come away with the same conclusion, and how did you evaluate the offensive line?
I definitely thought that he was putting on the offensive line in the run game to win the football game and just try to get away on the road, right, in the division. Let's get out of here with a win, which is a huge win for the Chicago Bears. As you guys know, we haven't done that a lot around here in the NFC North. I think the offensive line has been playing good football. I think the running backs have been running well. I think some of that was why Caleb was a little frustrated, right? Why isn't the ball in my hands? And that's what you want from your quarterback. You want your quarterback to want the ball in his hands. But, yeah, Dave, when you're watching it, okay, let's put the game away. Let's put the ball in our running back hands. Let's let the offensive line take over the game here. And, obviously, Duvernay's kickoff return helps, right? That game plan, it changes what Ben Johnson thinks he's going to do there. Put Cairo had already made a long field goal, 50-plus yards. We're closer in range here. Let's just put him in range and give him a chance to make it, even though he missed one already. But it's a good point by you when you go through the film and watch your thing. Okay, you know, even on one point down there, I think it was a third or three or four in the third or fourth quarter, and they ran a fake screen touchdown instead of putting the ball in Caleb's hand. Then they gave the ball to Travis Homer on a third and five, the one where everyone knows should have been a face mask and the ref missed it. But even then, it's like, okay, they're running the ball there. I know what Ben is doing. He's running it because he's thinking about going for it on fourth down. But there are a lot of situations in that game where you said, oh, man, should the ball have been in Caleb's hands, the way he moves around, the way he can make plays, the way he can use his feet to pick up first downs, but they went the other way and still won the game. But if you're asking me, should the quarterback be frustrated at that point because he wants the ball in his hands, the answer is yes. He should be, but it was a good point by you which way they went yesterday to win this football game. But when you're winning them and you find a way to win games and it works, then it solidifies what the coach is trying to do.
That's a great point. I think, Olin, as I look at that game and kind of evaluate it, I thought that this was another special teams blunder game. I thought letting the punt return go and then missing a field goal, I just thought, oh, man, this is just not working out. And then you see the post game, and other than the team president, Ben Johnson's giving balls to special teams players. You know, the Duvernay return was probably the biggest moment in the game, and then obviously kicking the field goal is the deciding
special
moment in the game.
Special teamers and special person.
Yeah, a special person and a couple special teamers. That's beautiful. Happy birthday,
Cairo,
by the
had
way.
A special dance.
Yeah. Oh, Cairo, David's going to perform it today. He's
yes,
going
to do it. I can't wait to see that.
Yes.
I can't wait on Twitch.
I'm loosening up. Yes.
I would have to stretch before that nowadays. Yeah. Also, but look, you go back to the Bengals game, right? The onside kick, the kickoff return for a touchdown, and then you're talking about giving up the punt that gave Minnesota their momentum in this game, and then the missed field goal also kept them in the football game. But they come back. That's what I'm saying about this football team, man. Like, don't worry about it, right? That's what the sideline is saying. That's what Ben Johnson is saying. There's going to be some mistakes in this game, but we're going to find a way to win this football game, and it looks like that's what they're doing. That's what they're believing in, and then they do, right? They find a Duvernay hits that. I think Pat Manley on our post-game show did a nice job talking about he thought that kickoff return was a counter. We'll let Pat Manley discuss that and what he saw on that kickoff return, how the Bears set that up to hit a big one against the Minnesota Vikings. But, yes, you're talking about, Manley, the missed field goal, the punt that kept them in the game, and then they make the plays to win the game, and that's really – what the Bears are doing right now, which is, you know, you're watching all these games, you're looking at all the stats, you're seeing everything that everyone else is seeing in the national media and saying about the Chicago Bears. Are they really that good? They're not that good. Wait till they play a good football team. But you have to give them the other side, too. And all that is true, right? But you got to give them the other side, the fact that they are finding ways to win football games and people are making these plays, right? Like, they do beat the Bengals late. That's not lucky to hit Colston Loveland over the middle and him break the tackles. You saw him do that again yesterday, right, where he caught a big pass, broke two tackles, and got a first down. So these guys are making these football plays to win these football games.
Olin, you know it's all about the quarterback, and so we're going to scrutinize him more than any other player. I'm curious what you thought of Caleb Williams' demeanor that was more obvious or seemed like it was this game over previous games. And how much credit do you give him for, on a bad day where he really wasn't sharp, keeping the Bears out of really bad plays? There's something to be said about escaping the rush, but also avoiding taking a sack and avoiding those bad plays that put you behind the chains.
Yeah, and the Bears, some of that, people are going to watch the film and say some of that is luck, right? Like the fumble, and Romo Dunze runs back there and recovers it. But then what happens right after that, we talk about making plays. Caleb throws a rope to him, right, for 24 yards. It's second and 25. and Caleb throws a rope Roman. We're in a first down after being in second and 25, David, to your point of the fact that he is making plays. He is not turning the ball over, right? If you think about J.J. McCarthy yesterday, both his interceptions were on first down, right, to Byard. And then down there on the 30-yard line, he takes points out of his team's hands because he floats it. And Nashawn Wright makes an amazing interception, man. What a catch by him. You know, credit to Nashawn Wright and McCloud and these guys for battling out there with all the injuries that the Bears do have in the secondary. But they are protecting the football. He is not taking chances of the ball sometimes. I think someone's open the flatter for a short pass. He doesn't throw it, but he does throw it away. He doesn't take a sack, and he doesn't throw an interception. And that's what's keeping the Chicago Bears in these football games. And he's coming out, and he's battling. And look, he wants to win. He wants to put these teams away. He wants to score touchdowns and not get field goals. Right? They came out of the half. They had the ball. They don't score. They get field goals. They keep them in the game. Field goal, punt. And all of a sudden, they got the lead. But the Chicago Bears are in the game because there hasn't been the critical mistake, right? There hasn't been the mistake that you're like, oh man, there it is. That's what a bad quarterback does, puts his team in a bad situation.
This segment with Olin Krutz is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Olin, we talked in the post game about everything. Have you had a chance to watch much of the game? Our guy, Dustin Rhodes, texted me when we were doing the hot and cold, saying that Darnell Wright should have been cold because of allowing that sack. He kind of gave up on a block. I mean, it was right in the middle of the segment. I was going to mention it to you.
How distracting.
And we have a laugh about Dustin. I appreciate his input. But
yeah, no, Dustin is good. It's always old linemen that no matter what happens, they should be absolutely embarrassed of themselves this morning, right?
No
matter what happens at any other position, it's just the offensive line. Dustin is that guy in the stands that doesn't know what the play is called at a high school game, but he yells no matter what. Come on, O-line, block somebody. Right? But listen, to Dustin's point, Darnell Wright did get beat a few times in the fourth quarter there from movement, head down, on the road, in noise, but he also did make a few big blocks. He is just like the Chicago Bears team in a way where there's mistakes, but he does come back, he does make blocks. I don't think Darnell Wright should be absolutely ashamed of himself, but obviously Dustin does. But there was a few times where they were doing movement. The Minnesota Vikings had some movement in this game. Flores had a great plan. I think you guys probably talked about it, but he was almost up at 80% blitz rate. He was coming after the Chicago Bears, played four D tackles,
yep.
Had a good plan against this offense, guys. And we were talking about in the pregame show that even the Giants look like they have caught up a little bit to what these Bears offense wants to do on the field concept-wise, no matter what they're doing with motions and formations. People are catching up a little bit to what Ben Johnson adjusted to in after the bye week. So it'd be interesting to watch this offense come out against the Steelers. What can it change? Can it put the ball in the end zone? Because one of the reasons I thought the Vikings were going to win yesterday was what I did see on film from the Giants defense versus the Bears offense. The fact that it kind of looked like some, even the cornerbacks, they were used to the Bears pass concepts, what kind of routes they're trying to, where Caleb wanted to go with the ball, how the Chicago Bears wanted to run the football. So it'd be great because we all know how good Ben Johnson is at calling plays and making adjustments. It's going to be real fun to watch him try to get this offense back going again because I thought the struggle started, guys, against the Giants and has continued to the Vikings where they scored 16 points and then had to kick a field goal just to get to 19.
Olin, I didn't text this in yesterday, but I was listening when you had a point I wanted to follow up with you. Mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting to look at the Bears secondary. It's evolving. May get Jalen Johnson back in 3 weeks. Kyler Gordon might be coming back at some point. And I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been one of their better players the last 3 weeks. For the first two games, he was their best defensive player. You referred to him as an hourglass guy, or you
yes.
said, and I thought that was very interesting because I look at him as, boy, he has done a nice job. He might be able to help them throughout the course of the season, maybe in the second half of the season. But what did you mean by that, and how impressed have you been with what he's been able to do in a short period of time?
And tremendously impressed with what he's been able to do in a short period of time and how he has adjusted to being in Dennis Allen's defense and playing that position that Dennis Allen had told you guys in August how important it was. The one guy he mentioned was Kyler Gordon. I can't wait to use him as a chess piece on my board, right, to blitz him, to bring him off the edge, to have him play run, to have him in coverage. And, you know, even on the interception, Grady Jarrett gets their Byard's interception, but C.J. Gardner-Johnson is coming off the edge, and J.J. McCarthy feels him and has to step up into Grady Jarrett's pressure. So he was part, again, of another takeaway yesterday. But when you talk about a guy like him, I'd have to go back and study him more. But whenever you see a guy's leaving teams one after another and they have these histories, it's kind of like, okay, what was going on, right? Does he pop everywhere he goes, David, is what I'm asking. Does he pop everywhere he goes in the beginning? Do people notice him right away? He's obviously a good football player. That's why people keep giving him a chance to play that position. We know he can do these things. What has happened before now? He has spoken a lot about the changes he has made and going through his problems, and that is real. You know, like we all know nowadays that mental health and all this stuff that these players go through is real. Get them their help. Try to get them to move on. Try to get them to adjust. Try to get them into your locker room and see if you can help these guys on the right path and continue their career. But I would just study him a little bit, make sure this isn't the story he tells at every building that he goes to, right? I'm sure the Chicago Bears are looking into that. And by hourglass, I mean, you get him out before the problems happen that have happened with him everywhere he goes. So it's not on me, right? I don't work in that building. I just, when I look, I see the NFL. I've been a part of the NFL for a long time. Just something the Chicago Bears want to take a look at, because he has been through a lot of teams. If you look at Wikipedia, I think it's like 6 or 7 teams that have he has gone in, and just this year has been 2 or 3 teams, one being the Ravens that moved on for him. So that was what I mean by that. Now, only the Chicago Bears know if he has changed, right? If he has made the change and they have studied him and know what's going on. But Kyler Gordon is coming back, and the way this locker room is moving, just something to take a look at.
It's a great comment, and it's
because reputations precede guys, and they whether they're earned.
Oh,
or
you
not.
Don't got to tell me, David. I'm an hourglass guy myself, in case anybody's wondering.
Well, I got to tell you, I like was lying down to go to bed at the end of the day, and kind of going through different things in my head as one does, and I laughed aloud because I finally realized that when we were talking about Tom Brady's watch, you said, did he clone it? And that had not gone through my head until then. That was hysterical. It was a great line. I'll pay closer
attention.
Tom
did a great job yesterday, though.
He
I don't
did.
Know about you guys. I thought he did good. Now, he doesn't watch the offensive line at all, right? You can tell, like, Theo Benedict is hurt. They don't even notice for the first, like, 2 minutes that Theo Benedict is down. But he does a nice job when you listen to him talk about quarterbacks and receivers and the running and the way they should throw the ball and taking some heat off the ball and what they have to do. And we called that route this. And he talked about, early in the game, Caleb Williams missed Romo Odunze and DJ Moore on third down, right? And those could be big plays. But he talked about they called that the cheetah snap count, right? Obviously a quick, fast snap count. And just the amount of information he gives and his clone watch and his clone dog. And we don't even know if that's Tom Brady. I don't even know if that's
Olin, we don't get you the rest of the week, so I want to get ahead of this, and even though it doesn't have much to do with yesterday. But moving forward, Steelers coming to town. Do you have an opinion on whether or not you would like to see Aaron Rodgers play or not? We know he has a wrist injury. His status is iffy. It's is unlikely that he's going to play. Do you have an opinion?
He loves Olin.
You guys set me up. Like, you guys asked me how I felt about that, and I said I would have felt like punching him, and everybody just blew up. Listen, as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, I guess, David, I'd like to see him, but I'd like to be 8-3. Even more than I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers on the field. I'd like the Chicago Bears to be 8-3 and moving on and just keep stacking wins and get to these playoffs, because you need those experiences. But the young quarterback, with the young guys that you have in your locker room and with the culture and what they're trying to build there at Halas Hall, getting the experience of preparing for the playoffs, playing in playoff games, those are huge to getting this franchise turned around from where we've been for so long. And we've mentioned so many times, right? Like their last win in a game, I played in that game. You see how old I am. So I know I'd love to see them beat Aaron Rodgers, but even bigger than that, I'd like to see them win a football game.
Great stuff. Thank you, Olin. Always fun.
Thanks, Olin.
Appreciate it, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How about these Bears trying to win their third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win? Now it's on the foot of Cairo Santos to win it or lose it. Santos puts it up, and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again!
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call for Fox Sports. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We're taking your calls 312-644-6767 on a football Monday. We go to Anthony in D.C.
Yo, what's up, team? How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's up, Tony?
I'm chilling, man. Good to see you. Good to hear you guys. I ain't going to take up too much of your time. Hey, Marshall, I heard that slight about Aaron Rodgers-less team. We're not going to do that. The energy is real right now, bro. Come on.
What was the slight? But,
come on, man.
No. You know how I do. You know it's me and you, Marshall. Come on now.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. Last I checked, he was like, I own this place. He's the landlord. That's what I call him.
Nah, we'll worry about it. We'll worry about Steelers Sunday, but I just got a few factors, if I could, real quick, if you guys could hear me out. The Bears are a good team, and I'll say this. This is why I say this. Because what is a good team in the NFL right now? Like, bad teams are going neck and neck with so-called good teams week and week. Like, we just seen it again this Sunday. So what I mean by that is this. Bears are winning games that they usually would lose. Right. And we're doing it with a depleted defense. Well, let's take, for example, the Aaron Jones play, the fade where he beat Sewell week one for the TD. We got that out of the way this week. So we're improving where we need to improve. And this is a first time coach. This is the first time that we're having the team that we have with everything put together. This is a good team going in the right direction. We just got to get guys back on defense, and we just need to do what we need to do because the records don't even matter. When these so-called teams have all these 14 wins and 13 wins, and when they get to the playoffs, they get spanked. It's about who shows up on the Sunday that you need to show up on. And if Bears do what they need to do with everything that's in the circumstances of a first-time head coach and a first-time offense together and everything, we get some guys back on defense, we'll be good. We just need to show up on the Sundays that we need to show up on. The wins will help us get to the playoffs, and once we get to the playoffs, we'll see what's really going on. But we are a good team.
Just hope to God by the time the playoffs come that you are better, right? I mean, that's the truth of that call.
Well, they are better.
Yeah, I think he's – I mean, I like what he had to say about, like, focusing on what we're doing today and what happened yesterday.
Sure.
I think the difference becomes, you know, and your head coach knows that you can't get away with so many field goals when you have your red zone attempts. You've got to be able to come away with more touchdowns because another team isn't going to stall out on drives like Minnesota did. They may not turn the ball over as much. You know, J.J. McCarthy threw two interceptions. That might not happen. So I think both can be true. Next up, we go to Frank in Oak Park. Frank, you're on with Raheemy Harrison Grody. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, boy, that was sort of a throwback. The coach is not passing up field goals. I thought I was looking at a game from the 70s there. But I want to expand a little bit on the first call. Yeah, the Bears' talent is kind of nodal. You know, there's a few, like, really, really good guys, and then where you don't have the talent, you're kind of worried because the performance isn't that great. But I'm seeing stuff level up, which is a real positive. You know, the defense only allowed 265 yards. And normally, if they can do that the next four games, they'll probably win, like, three of those, particularly if they got two takeaways on that. Byers and Wright made picks, and Wright was a guy you were thinking, oh, geez, we're going to have to be starting this guy because of injuries. He's got four picks, and the pick that he made was like a really fantastic one, and he had the challenge of having his JUCO coach, you know, murdered earlier in the week, so he was like real emotional stew going on there. Booker seems to be improving against the run, and going back to the thing about the pass attempt, when they tried to exploit Sewell through the air like they did in the first game with Jones, the coverage was tighter and the pass was incomplete. But, I mean, you got to face it. McCarthy right now is a bad QB. If you had a healthy Kirk Cousins from a few years back or Sam Darnold, despite that Rams stinker, still behind center for the Vikes in that game, the Bears lose. But I'm not going to begrudge our team when the other squad's front office pulls a move that has their fans hitting their foreheads with their hands. On offense, the run game was good enough. The Minnesota defensive backs and linebackers did a better job in coverage than teams the Bears have faced the last few weeks. And you can probably have expected that from the stats going into the game. But if the Bears are to defeat the dark cloud that is Putin's QB, Aaron Rodgers, next Sunday, they'll need good defense, offense, and maybe a special return from the third phase, and some stress from the rush that would test the integrity of that splint Rodgers will sport on his left wrist might be nice as well.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for your call. The only thing that the obvious first thing that may beat Aaron Rodgers is the quote slight break in his wrist, end quote.
Left wrist, by the way.
Yeah, but like slight break. It's either a break or it's not.
You know how they do
with
these injuries.
They can do a hairline fracture versus the outright, hey, my bone is sticking through my skin. Those are two different things.
Sure, but it's still broken. That's the point I wanted to make.
I want to make a point about DeAndre Swift, too. You said the running game was just okay for that. I thought Swift played really well. 21 carries, 90 yards. He looked decisive. Didn't catch a pass, which is weird because so many other guys did. But I thought like low-key Swift played really well yesterday.
Yeah, he did. I think they also decided to run Menungai to the right at times where I was curious as to why. Let's go to Tony and Joliet. Tony, you're our last caller that we can take while we still got time. I'm Raheemy Harrison Grody on the score.
Hey, love being the last caller. Love hearing the other guys. Love hearing Frank. I got to tell you guys, it was another week. All my friends and I going crazy at the end of the day in my house. And not out to you guys. I did homemade McRibs, and they were killer. But as far as the question goes, yeah, you guys, I thought about that last week. I'm like, I could do that homemade, and it would be 1,000 times better than it was. But anyway, as far as the question, the Bears are good because of their record. They will be better when they clean up some of the mistakes, drop balls, the penalties. But to piggyback what Grote said, Grody, sorry. The Bears went into the game with 78 explosive plays, which led the NFL. Last year, they only had 82 all year.
Right.
I'm not talking about the 10-yard-plus runs, the 20-yard-plus passes. That's what got us there. Once Caleb starts hitting the explosive plays and hitting those 50-yarders that are going to go for touchdowns, once that happens, we will be the best. So, guys, love you. Have a great show.
Thanks, Tony.
Love you, Tony. Bears.
Tony, the goods. Tony's come, the goods.
He is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Play that time, and he got blocks from Swift and Burden to pick it up against Brian Flores' D, who doesn't look thrilled with that result.
No, he doesn't, and I will say Coach Flo knows some of those run plays are coming on third down. Ben Johnson, even going back to his days in Detroit, never minded calling some run plays on third and less than 5A because he was going to be very aggressive on fourth down. But he also knows that's an area where you can steal a first down with a simple run, get a crease on the edge, and then now you get yourself back into a first and 10 situation with good execution.
Every play, you got to be on your mess. And so that's what a Flores defense does, and that was certainly the case here today. Like I said, when you play a tough team like that, you need to be on your mess as much as you can.
It seems like Ben Johnson every week gives us something else to add to the lexicon speech.
Is that also from Billy Williams back in the day?
I don't know. We should ask Tom Scher.
Good, better, best. Be on your mess. It might be in the speech. I don't know.
I mean, it works. We could just throw everything into a gumbo and have the whole thing work. But those two guys, you talk about two of my favorite coaches to watch do this thing are those two guys. I heard Olin and Patrick and Mully talking about it on the pregame yesterday, and I thought they made excellent points. The idea of both guys are so complimentary, and you don't know if that's that they really respect each other or they absolutely hate each other because they know and maybe a little bit of both, right? Like you really respect the job that the other guy does because he makes you work harder.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, it's like Ben Johnson's Detroit teams put up 40-plus on Flores with regularity, and you know that pissed him off. First game this year, which felt a lot like this game, with the Vikings and the Bears, Flores didn't blitz that much. Like, Caleb called him the king of the zero blitz, but he didn't really do that much. And going into the game, Flores was not a big, you know, was a blitzer, but he was at, like, what, 44% going into this game. Tell people what he did yesterday, Lawrence.
Yeah, so they were second in blitzing. So they were still
there
near
was still
the top
a lot.
Of the
okay.
league.
All right.
But from 42%, and the number is disputed. Alex, what's the number that you saw on this?
I saw somewhere between like 70 and 78%.
And Kevin Fishbane had it.
Right. I think Kevin Fishbane had 67%. So somewhere in that range.
Yeah. I think True
okay,
Media.
Okay, let's call it 70%.
Call it 70%.
And look, some of that was them blitzing Murphy off the edge. For run support. They were definitely run blitzing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of what they were doing. But think about that, Speaks.
Yeah.
The idea that they blitz a lot, and when they got to the Bears, they were like, you know what? We should blitz more.
And they were weird blitzes. They were like,
yes,
everything he had in the kitchen sink. I can't wait to talk to Matt Bone about it tomorrow, but I'm sure Matt Forte and our big pile of mats tomorrow will see it as well from the offense perspective, because he was like unbalanced line, using Van Ginkle and Metellus
yes.
as completely positionless players and just putting them absolutely anywhere and bringing it. And guess what? Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams did a really good job dealing with all of that. Like there were some calls. At one point, there was a little wide receiver screen to Burden that was directly into that blitz where it was coming from. And I don't know about you, Lawrence, but I left that game thinking, I saw Caleb outlet it to Cole Kmet right behind a blitzer multiple times, like little checkdowns, and not the classic, like, oh, he's checking down to the running back or Zacchaeus, who's right there out front, like that we've seen. No, it was like, here comes a blitzer. Well, I know Cole's open. And so he puts it over the top of the blitzer or past the blitzer. And I'm like, there you go, young man. I felt like that was a step forward yesterday.
We saw Caleb do red seven, where he went to the hot route. You go to where the guy is blitzing from. You make them pay for blitzing, and you know, and everyone was kind of on the same page with it yesterday, and I loved that. I loved that it made the offense flow a little bit better.
Hmm.
Here's how you know Minnesota did their job and the extra blitzing was helpful. I want to put this into perspective. Yesterday against the Vikings and against J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings had 5 tackles for loss, okay? The Bears had 5 tackles for loss. The Vikings had 10 tackles for loss because they were bringing guys off the edge. They were stopping Menungai and Swift in the backfield. So without sacking Caleb a ton until the end of the game, 10 tackles for loss. There was a level of desperation.
10 tackles for loss, dude. It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, there was a level of desperation that was shown by Flores
mm-hmm.
to try and get pressure and try and stop the Bears. That was just so fun. And if Caleb has learned the lesson of, hey, I know a way to get some opportunities for my guys against the blitz now, and I'm not looking in the opposite direction of where the blitz is coming from. Like,
yeah.
Just get the ball out immediately.
So that's really good stuff. Interesting. There was a moment when we in the group thread were talking where Caleb finally did get sacked. He got sacked twice on the same, right? On the same... the same
drive.
Sequence, the same drive in the fourth quarter, and they end up punting, and there's the big punt return, and all of a sudden it's 16-10. So on that drive, I was like, oh, man, Caleb's holding it too long. One time he got sacked on a long scramble. One time just staying in the pocket too long. Another time he had to hold it, scrambles, he throws it away. But you said in the thread that Flores was spying on him on that? Did you see a spy on that too? So he was like, did he change it up as the game went on and start to spy on Caleb? That's what I was trying to figure out.
On that particular play, like they showed a lot. They showed like they were going to bring six or seven and then they dropped out. And then it was like, okay, there's four guys rushing and they dropped a guy just to spy Caleb on that play because they had already gotten tired of getting burned by him extending plays or using his feet to get first downs, like all of that stuff. Like that's like the beautiful game inside the game stuff that was going on where they're trying to match wits with each other on making something look different than what it looks like pre-snap.
Lawrence, let's continue this conversation because there's other stuff about the X's and O's, including a big narrative that is taking place off of yesterday's game that actually I think makes sense. It's one of the times like, wait a minute, there's a narrative, but about Ben and Caleb that I think makes some sense. So we can keep talking about that, but let's take some calls too, man.
Hell yeah. 312-644-6767 is the number. What do you think about your first place Bears? You're all alone in first place Chicago Bears. I don't know even if you were to ask Caleb or Ben Johnson or Kevin Warren at the beginning of the year if they thought they'd be 7-3 at this point. I don't think any of them would have said that. But here they are, and they've got an opportunity. What are they going to do with it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.